So Dancing with the Stars, I believe it's premiering in 2 days. So Monday night.
Yes, they've been running the promos.
We've got one of the pro dancers on there. She's been a pro dancer. This is her fourth year being the, a pro dancer on the show. Her name is Sharna Burgess, and we have her right here with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, no problem, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, thank you. And you know, so your partner this season. Well, before you danced with Andy Dick, Keyshawn Johnson, Charlie White, and I'm sure that we have some questions about all of them. But this season, you're dancing with Travis Smiley. So, first impressions of Travis?
Travis is he's a really wonderful man, and he has an incredible story. He grew up in a church where he wasn't allowed to dance. They were only allowed to listen to gospel music, so dancing was forbidden, so to speak.
Wow.
He was the school captain and couldn't go to the prom. It's really, really interesting. He's such an incredibly well-read, intelligent man that is at the same time incredibly humble, I think. And I think that's because of where he came from. And so it's really a blessing for me to be able to bring dance into his life like this. And see him experience it for the first time, and he's truly loving every minute.
Wow!
So this is almost like a footloose come true.
It kind of is. It's like the real Footloose. I kind of wish we hadn't done that theme so many times on Dance with the Stars because I would totally use it for him.
Wow! Yeah, that's amazing. So this literally, I mean, really is his first time actually dancing.
It really is. You know, of course, in his later life, you know, he had made the decision to do the things that he wants to do, but he's never taken dance. He's, you know, music plays, he'll have a little groove to it, but no, he never grew up being able to discover dance. So these are truly his first steps.
Wow, that's brave.
It really is, you know, to do that on national television, to take those first steps and have, you know, millions of people watching you, it certainly is brave.
Right.
But he is an incredible man.
Now, Sharna, I know that the cast of this season, was it just announced this past week?
I want to say it was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
CMA, I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah, it might have been 2 weeks ago.
And when did you, as one of the pro dancers, know? Is that when you found out as well, or how soon did you find out?
Well, I actually found out very late in the game. Early on, they announced 12 of the 13. And they were waiting to see if the 13th celebrity was going to confirm. And, of course, that was my partner.
Oh.
I was going through complete anxiety up until a couple of days before I actually met Tavis, and not knowing whether he would or would not do the show. He is on a book tour right now and simply so busy that they didn't know if he could fit it in and if he could actually do it. So he decided in the end to give it a go. He's so adamant, and in his words, he wants to do one last foolish thing before he turns 50. And it is actually his birthday today.
Wow. Well, then happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday. Wow. Now, you know, that speaks volumes to you as a partner, though, as well, and with the confidence that the producers have in you, because this is more than just having a pro dancer being with an amateur who has had an experience with rhythm and dance. This really speaks volumes to what they think you can do, too.
Absolutely. I think it's quite obvious that as who I am on the show and very much who I am in life, I'm a very nurturing person. I was very much that way with Andy, you know, with Charlie, obviously, even though he had a lot of dance talent. And I'm very much that same way with Tavis, in understanding that these are his first steps. I have a lot of patience. And I think that's what it requires, especially when you're teaching someone their very, very first baby steps. You know, it takes a lot of patience and a lot of repetition. But also at the same time, for a TV show, a lot of creativity on making it look exciting, you know, and getting it to the point it needs to be every Monday. So it certainly does speak a lot for me. And I'm very grateful to my family at Dancing with the Stars for having so much faith in me and loving what I do so much. That's for sure.
And I'm so glad that you were able to join us today, you know, because it's Saturday. And again, the show, the next season premieres on Monday night on ABC. ABC. And so how much have you been practicing with Travis? And, you know, can you share with us what style you'll be dancing to?
Yes, our first dance is actually the Foxtrot. And we have been rehearsing almost every day. Well, probably 4 or 5 days a week. Like I said, he's incredibly busy. He's actually in New York right now, and I'm in LA because he has to do his book tour, but I have to be in LA for our rehearsals and everything that's going forward for the opening show because there's so much going on. So wow. That certainly does give me anxiety that we're not rehearsing every day. and that schedule is certainly something that is a concern for us. But I will say he's an amazing student. And so when we're in the rehearsal room, and we've only got 3 hours, we make those 3 hours really count.
So is he in it to win it?
Sorry?
Is he in it to win it?
Is he in it to win it?
Well, why would you do it if you weren't?
Yeah, why would you do it if you weren't? I mean, he says himself, I may not be the best dancer, but I will give you absolutely everything that I've got. I want to show everybody the other side of me. And he said something to me that truly resonated, and I love it, and it's so true for him. He said, just because you know some of me, it doesn't mean you know the some of me. And I think because he is such a serious guy, interviewing Obama and, you know, anybody else you could imagine, the walls in his studio are filled with some of the most influential people of our time. And yet you don't get to see the fun side of him, the Tavis that likes to have a laugh, be silly, a little self-deprecating. Oh my, sorry, find that word for a second. You know, he's got a really wonderful, warm, funny side to him, and he wants to show everybody that. So I'm really excited for everybody, our fans that watch the show, to see that side of him.
Excellent. And I know it sounded like a stupid question when I asked, was he in it to win it? But in my experience in some of the past shows, some of the people who knew they didn't have a chance almost made a joke out of it and didn't really look like they were trying their best because they didn't want to be embarrassed. So I'm really glad to hear that you know, he's going to put his best foot forward, so to speak.
Absolutely. And you're right. There are people that have done that. I think when you get to the first show and you realize how high the stakes are, people sometimes go into that survival mode of, well, I don't really care anyway.
Yeah.
But Tavis certainly doesn't have that in him. He is an all or nothing person, and he's committed to this, and he wants to take it as far as we possibly can.
And you've got a great cast this year on Dancing with the Stars, including someone who's been on our show before.
Isn't Tommy Chong going to be on?
Tommy Chong is, oh my God, he's amazing. He's the funniest thing ever. I love him. He's doing really well, too. Peter is doing a fantastic job with him. And it's great for Pete because she hasn't danced with someone of his age before. She's always got the young, hot, sexy guys. So we're going to see a really different side of her, too. You know, he is 76, so don't be expecting...
Wow.
He can't be expecting cartwheels like Betsy Johnson, but he is certainly getting out there moving and grooving for his first one.
And, you know, we haven't had Tommy Chong on before. That was a different guest earlier today.
I was going to say earlier today we had somebody out of Cheech and Chong.
No, but,
sounded like he was from a movie, yeah.
Right. But we would love to have him on. But we had on Leah Thompson, one of Dave's favorites. And she's on, right?
That's right.
Yes, she is.
Wow.
She's, from what I hear, she is fabulous. Apparently she was a ballerina for 20 years of her life. So I imagine that she's going to be quite wonderful.
Yeah, I had heard that she'd had some classical training. So, aside from the show, how did you get involved in ballroom dance?
Oh, goodness. All those years ago, a little girl in...
All those years ago, you look like you're about 18.
I love you a little bit more for that.
Well, that was Dave.
That meant she already loved you, Eric.
Yeah, that's right. I was probably about... somewhere between 6 and 8, I think. I was quite a tomboy when I was a kid. I was growing up in the country, always surrounded by boys. I was one of very few girls in a big family of many cousins. And I was always a tomboy, kicking football, playing around the dirt, climbing trees. And my mum decided that she wanted her little girl. So she put me into some dance classes, and I absolutely fell in love with it because I've always been incredibly creative. And then I got involved with ballroom dancing. I would say I was about 8 or 9, and I fell in love with it. I was this tomboy that wanted to wear these big, pretty dresses and tiaras and sparkles, and I was a true contradiction. I never let go of it, and I was playing sports and doing all forms of dance up until about the age of 13, and it got to the point where my family couldn't afford to keep me in everything, and so I had to make a choice, and I chose ballroom dancing. Oh. And I have loved it ever since.
And, you know, I have to say that Australian accents are the hottest accents, and the Australian women are the hottest women. Yeah? Anyone agree?
Yes.
I agree. Yeah. Olivia Newton-John.
And
thank you.
Well, then, of course, we mentioned some of your past partners. I think all of us want to know, you know.
Dance partners.
Dance partners, yes.
Yeah, that's clarify.
We have a surprise for you today.
Right. Well, I think Andy Dick might have been really surprised about that. So what's Andy Dick like?
What was Andy like? You know, it was... I didn't know what I was walking into.
I don't think he even knows.
Well,
I know.
Yeah. I actually was warned. I was taken into the office, and not warned like, now be careful, but told who he was. And, you know, that obviously we don't know what's going to happen. He is sober at the moment, and we love him. We want him on, but know that if you need any help with anything, tell us. So I'm expecting, like, oh, my God. How bad is this going to be? And it's my first season out. I'm like, thanks, guys. Throw me in the deep end. But, you know, I met this man that was so wonderful and at the same time so broken and sorry about all of the things that he'd done. And he truly has battled addiction for 20-plus years. And when he drinks, there is a whole other world of demons that come out of him. But when he is sober... He is an incredible, wonderful human being that has a huge heart. And I love him. I have a lot of love for him, and I definitely care about him a lot. And we shared an absolutely amazing journey together. 7 weeks, no one could have imagined he was going to go that far. And we stayed in contact for a long time afterwards. And, like I said, I didn't expect him to be so wonderful. And, you know, I've dealt with a lot of people with addiction in my life, so I guess I can understand very much where he was coming from and had a lot of patience and understanding for him. But we certainly did grow quite close. And, I mean, to this day, some of the numbers I did with him, that poker face jazz number is still one of my favorite pieces that I've created, and yet it was with Andy Dick, so go figure.
Now, that brings to my mind the question, how do they decide who's going to be paired with whom?
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
Tony has a really great response to this one. He says they put through everybody through a psychology test.
Oh, like eHarmony for dancers.
Test, and anyone who fails, he gets. That's my favorite response. But to be honest, none of us really know. They obviously have a formula for this. They try and pair people up based off of what they want to see through the season. They want a possible romance couple. They want the couple that might fight a lot. They want the couple that's just going to be wilding out funny. The brother and sister. You know, they try and get all different sorts of chemistry combinations. So our audience has different things to connect to. You know, you don't want to watch a bunch of people that don't get along, or you don't want to watch a bunch of people that are having a showman. You want variety. Mm-hmm. You want something, because we all want something different. And so I think they all sit there and at the start of the season with our pictures and try and decide based off of knowing us in the cast, as you know, what our personalities are, and then trying to match it up with the celebs and see what they could get out of us through the season. And so it's interesting. It is a formula, you know, and trying to create tension and romance and, you know, who knows what else. But it is definitely interesting. And we certainly have absolutely no say. I know some people wonder if we do, but we have zero say in who we get.
Wow.
Well, you know, Sharna, you finished 7th with Andy Dick. You finished 12th with Keyshawn Johnson. 5th, you made the semifinals with Charlie White. You know, Travis,
yes.
Smiley, I'm sure you're going to make the finals, and we certainly hope so.
It sounds like
Thank
he's
you.
Driven and she. I think it sounds like you guys are going to make a wonderful couple. I can't wait to see the dynamic on the floor.
Yeah.
He really is a sweetheart, and I think people are going to love getting to know him, and I truly can't wait for that. I'm really excited about the first show.
And, you know, we'd love to have you on the show again, and, you know, so... you know, and we'd love
preferably in person.
Well, yeah, probably. You know what? I'm always looking for a dance partner here. I'm always going to you know, these dance events and stuff like that. And
I don't think a pub crawl is called a dance contest.
We go to clubs. Come on.
Well, you know, if she hadn't grown up in Australia, if she'd grown up in Southern California, being a tomboy,
yeah,
and going to dance class, she would have been a B-girl. Not a ballroom right. dancer.
Well, yeah, there you go. Absolutely. I would have been. And I love break dancing. In my life, I love hip-hop because I just love it so much. But break dancing is one that I just wish I could do. Oh, I love it.
I bet you would be great at that. I think it would be fun to see you break out there. That would be fun.
I think maybe in another life, though. My body, while very trained, doesn't seem to want to do those things.
Well, I don't know. Some of the stuff I see you guys doing in the jive and some of those other dances, you know, it amazes me.
It does get a little crazy sometimes, that's for sure.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. And we're looking forward to Dancing with the Stars.
Starting Monday night. Everyone vote Sharna.
Woohoo!
Vote, vote, vote!
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Sharna.
Thank you, guys.